Chapter 4.
Several moments later, Vol, Avaloth, Yur, Warkon, Sashal, and a handful of others, who were no doubt patting themselves on the back at being selected for the honor, sat in an elaborate box, peering down at the stage. Others took their seats, the vast room filled now with the eager murmuring of an anticipatory crowd. The room went dark. A moment later, there was a bright light on the stage, and a perfect, albeit much smaller, replica of the Omen hovered there, about to crash precariously into a perfect, albeit much smaller, representation of the Takara mountain range. Some of the most attractive Kashiri whom Vol had ever seen played their own ancestors. They exaggerated their primitiveness, wearing scandalously little in the way of clothing made of animal hides as they pointed up at the Sith vessel and exclaimed,
"What is it? It is far too large for any bird or uvak."
Vol did not watch the play. It was broad, stylized, and while the actors were likely perfectly adequate, it was a piece of propaganda. He watched, instead, the being for whom the play had been written. Avaloth gazed at the stage, her golden brows lowered in a frown, her lovely mouth thinned. At last, she turned to Vol and asked,
"This is a piece of your mythology, is it not? Like Saber Kai's blackbird?"
"No," Vol replied. "It is a slice of our real history. This play will show how the Omen, filled with our ancestors, came to crash on Kesh, and how the lost tribe was welcomed as the protectors."
Her voice, mean, and presence in the Force revealed nothing.
"Protectors?
Surely you know the story," he said. "When the Omen first arrived on Kesh, our forebearers were welcomed and regarded almost as divine beings. You see, the Kashiri believed that..."
He broke off and leaned forward, addressing Kai.
"Gavar, I can't believe you failed to enlighten our guest on the single most important part of our history."
Caught off guard, Kai still managed to shield his feelings.
"It is our present and future I chose to discuss with Avaloth," he said.
"And yet here you are, dressed as a Tuash."
Vol clucked his tongue, disapprovingly.
"For shame."
He returned his attention to Avaloth.
"I suppose it falls to me. You see, the Kashiri had an ancient myth about magical and powerful beings called the Protectors. The Protectors would defend and save the Kashiri when the feared Destructors eventually returned. The Destructors, according to ancient Kashiri myth, periodically descend on inhabited worlds to wipe out civilization and return all beings to their natural primitive states."
"A legend,"
Avaloth said.
"As accurate as a giant bird, black or white, foretelling safety or doom."
Vol shrugged.
"Perhaps. Perhaps not. We have conducted our own research. Such a planet-wide catastrophe has been visited upon this world at least once."
"You disappoint me, Lord Vol,"
Avaloth said.
"I had not thought you so susceptible to stories told by primitive beings. The events you speak of are natural disasters, nothing more."
"Be that as it may, I think you know the point of why the original Sith embraced it.